We'll see how Jim does.
Let's see, introduce you to Jim Calhoun.
He's no pressure, Jim.
Yeah, it's not even fair.
He's from, is it Gainsvort?
Gainsvort, New York.
Gainsvort, yeah. New York. Is that Yankee country or Red Sox country?
Oh, it is Yankee country.
And you're wearing a Red Sox shirt.
I am a Red Sox fan.
You are?
Oh,
terrific.
Yes, I am.
And Dr. Corey Cutler is here as well. It's great to see you, Corey.
Thanks
as
for
well.
Me.
So, Jim, tell us your story. You had ALL. What is ALLPH plus?
So, ALL is acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
Yep.
Where only 30% adults get it, and I happen to be the lucky one lucky straw.
Yeah.
And I was diagnosed back in 2017.
Now, it says here that you just following an incident in which you fell and hit your head.
Yes.
Did you fall because of, say, like you got dizzy and symptoms, or did you just, what caused it?
Yeah, I was going to wash my hands in the restroom, and I hit a granite countertop and busted my eye open and just kind of freaked out and, just kind of lost it.
You didn't faint or anything?
No, I didn't faint. I could hear things, but I couldn't say anything. So it was kind of it happened so fast.
So and through the blood work, the tests, when you went to maybe just go to the doctor's office.
Yeah, the next day I went. I had my in-laws drive me back to New York. Went to a hospital, and they, rolled their chair up, and they're like, you have a blood cancer.
Oh. So you actually had a transplant.
Bone marrow transplant. Yes.
And you actually got to meet the
person who donated.
What is that experience like?
Wow.
Did you know them at all?
No, I did not. Unrelated.
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 How was that experience?
Well, it was funny because at first they told me my donor was from Germany, and I expected somebody from Germany. And then when my year came up, I got paperwork in the mail, and then said he was, local from the United States. So I paced around the house for probably a good 2 hours before I decided to give him a call because I didn't know what I'd say, how emotional I would be. Got on the phone, and we talked like we knew each other forever.
Does the donor have to, I guess, when they're actually donating the marrow, do they need to check a box saying, yes, at some point in time, if the person I give this to wants to meet me, I'm okay with it? Or some people want to stay anonymous?
It goes both ways. Some donors want to do this just out of the goodness of their heart. They don't want to be thanked. They don't want recognition. But the only way donors and recipients in this country can meet is if both sides initiate, hey, I want to give out my contact information.
So were you told that they were from Germany just to kind of keep you from having that urge to try to locate this person?
Probably.
Yeah. So you talked on the phone. Did you ever meet face-to-face?
We have met back in May. End of April, beginning of May, around Mother's Day, we actually went to his house, and it was the best feeling.
Well, I must feel amazing for him as well, right?
Absolutely.
Because he's donating the marrow, but you're donating it. Mm-hmm. And then when you find out, that it actually saved somebody, almost like what you've done by that. And I'm sure you reached out, and I'm sure you expressed all those feelings of thanks and everything.
Absolutely.
Else.
I could never be thankful enough for someone giving me a second chance at life.
Yeah.
So where are you today, Jim?
So I'm 18 months out from post-transplant, and I'm doing pretty good.
Doing great.
doing a lot of things and, doing the new norm, but mainly back to the things I was doing before. So I don't sit still. I'm a go-getter.
And obviously, Dana-Farber, Doc, maybe you could speak to this too. You guys, it's so much experience there now. I was looking at it, since 1972, these transplants have been taking place. And, as far as experience goes, Jim, you were in the right hands because this place knows
what
they're doing.
Absolutely. It was as soon as I walked into that place, I felt like I was home. Hmm. And every time I go there, even for, my monthly checkups or my, every 2 month checkup, I just feel like the pressure's off me. I'm in a safe zone.
So. Doc, how has this procedure evolved over the last 2 years, 4 years, 10 years?
Tons of changes. It's a ton of fun just to try to keep up with it all.
Yeah.
So 5 years ago, we might have done a stem cell transplant on Jimmy. We've learned that for individuals like him, actually doing bone marrow from an unrelated donor is the right way to go. We have medications that are used to treat Jimmy that he got before transplant. We've now learned that we should be using them after transplant as well. The field is constantly evolving, and it makes it a ton of fun to work in.
How does somebody become a bone marrow transplant? I'm sure that's important for in your field of work and for...
Yeah, it's a great... There's tons of recruitment out there, college campuses, church drives, community centers, etc. It's very easy to actually get in the registry if you're young and healthy. It's just a cheek swab, so a Q-tip on the inside of your mouth, and fill out some basic information. We're particularly interested in recruiting donors who are sort of not white of Western European background, because we want to increase the diversity in our registry so we can serve everybody.
He's 1/16 of water.
He's everything.
You guys need any Italians?
Yeah.
Or anything?
Yeah, we do need Italians.
So where does Jim go from here, Doc? Where does he go from here?
Well, the nice thing is that Jim goes back to being Jim. Jim goes back to, you know, coming out here to the ball game whenever he wants, to going back to work, going to the gym on a regular basis, and just living life. Comes to see me every now and again just to say hi.
Hang out.
we check him out, make sure he's okay. But, you know, our visits are becoming less and less frequent, luckily, because he's doing great overall.
Good news.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Glad that all worked out for you. Doc, thanks for sharing the story. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
Terrific. Unbelievable.
Yeah. So nobody wanted your marrow.
Why should I? I can make it available if you.
I'm a good candidate. Huh? Lou's a good candidate.
I am Paisan. Uh-huh. Yeah,
you on the other hand, they got enough of you.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's had enough of you.